with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An extravagant banquet capped President Trump's first day of his two-day state visit to Britain.
King Charles and Queen Camilla honored President and Mrs. Trump with a lavish banquet at Windsor Castle's St. George's Hall. In toast remarks, the president called his second state visit to the UK truly one of the highest honors of my life. The king celebrated the alliance between the two countries and said they should stand together with their allies to defeat tyranny and support Ukraine.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the president is scheduled to meet with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Thursday before returning to Washington. The Federal Reserve will cut interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the labor market does not look like it did the last time the Fed met.
What's different now is that you see a very different picture of the risks to the labor market. You've seen, you know, we were looking at 150,000 jobs a month at the time of the last meeting, and now we see the revisions and we see the new numbers. And I don't want to put too much emphasis on payroll job creation, but it's just one of the things that suggests that the labor market is really cooling off. And that tells you that it's time to take that into account in our, you know, in our policy.
There was one dissenting voice in the Fed's recommendation, that of President Trump's appointee Stephen Miron. He wanted a half percentage point cut. Authorities say three police officers were fatally shot and two wounded Wednesday in southern Pennsylvania, and the shooter was killed by police. Governor Josh Shapiro says the state is grieving and that we need to do better as a society. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 260 points, the Nasdaq dropped 72, the S&P lower by 6. This is SRN News. A decency group has a request for Congress.
The Parents Television and Media Council wants lawmakers to protect America's children from the potential harms of artificial intelligence. There are already several AI products on the market that critics say can harm kids with everything from bad advice to inappropriate conversations. PTMC spokesman Melissa Henson says, quote, Congress should pass the Kids Online Safety Act to hold tech companies accountable for designing their products to prioritize child safety. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is calling for Israel to be banned from all international sports events. He made the statement after pro-Palestinian activists disrupted the final stage of the Spanish Vuelta cycling race in Madrid over the past weekend. The pro-Palestinian group threw barriers onto the road and clashed with police. This is SRN News. Amazon is investing more money for many of its U.S. workers.
Amazon says that it is making a $1 billion investment to raise wages and lower the cost of health care plans for its U.S. fulfillment and transportation workers. The average pay is increasing to more than $23 per hour. Full-time employees, on average, will see their pay increase $1,600 per year. Amazon also says that it is lowering the cost of its entry-level health care plan to $5 per week and $5 for co-pays. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Washington Commanders plan to return to the site of their former home at RFK Stadium has cleared its final hurdle with the local legislature when the District of Columbia Council approved the legislation. The bill passed by an 11-2 vote and can now be sent to Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser. More details at srnnews.com.